Welcome to Read Between the Covers. I am your host, Mfondon Pepuga. Today, we delve into the murky waters of disinformation in our digital age, examining its influence on democracies from an international and an African context. Let's begin by discussing the technological enabler of modern disinformation, artificial intelligence. According to Renee DeResta from the Stanford Internet Observatory, while social media eradicated the cost of distributing misinformation, generative AI technologies like GPT-4 have now driven the cost of creating it down to zero. Imagine the ease of generating false narratives now. Large language models can churn out misleading articles and posts in vast quantities. But the capabilities don't stop at text. Voice cloning technology, such as Microsoft's Valley, can replicate a person's voice from merely a 3-second audio clip, enabling it to utter any text in that cloned voice. OpenAI's voice engine extends this capability, requiring only a 15-second sample to convincingly duplicate any voice. Similarly, Sora can produce surprisingly realistic synthetic videos in response to text prompts of up to a minute in length. OpenAI has yet to release Sora to the public as well, partly on the ground that it could be used to create disinformation. These technologies, while impressive, bring with them profound risks, especially in an election year. Globally, more voters than ever in history will head to the polls as at least 64 countries, representing a combined population of about 49% of the people in the world, are meant to hold national elections. The ability to create realistic synthetic videos and audio can be used to discredit politicians or misrepresent their positions. Even more disturbing is the potential for personalized disinformation, targeting specific groups or even individuals with tailored falsehoods that cater to their fears and biases. Now, let's pivot to social media's role. Its global reach and immediacy make it a powerful tool for spreading disinformation. The algorithms designed to keep users engaged often end up amplifying sensational content, regardless of its truthfulness. In the context of elections, this can sway public opinion, obscure facts, and destabilize democratic processes. The recent developments in Europe, where social media platforms are under intense scrutiny for their role in disseminating disinformation, make for an insightful case study. 2 weeks ago, the European Union took a significant step by launching an investigation into Facebook and Instagram, which are suspected of not doing enough to protect users from foreign disinformation ahead of the EU-wide elections. The stakes are high, as companies could face fines up to 6% of their annual revenue for breaches. The European Commission's investigation aims to determine if Meta Platforms, the parent company, has violated these regulations. Here's where it gets even more intriguing. The Commission is urgently requesting Meta to disclose details about their decision to discontinue CrowdTangle, a pivotal tool used for monitoring trending social media activities during elections. This move has raised eyebrows, especially as it coincides with concerns that Russia is attempting to meddle in the upcoming European Parliament elections. Meta insists that their processes for identifying and mitigating risks are robust. However, European Commissioner Thierry Breton highlights a suspected breach in DSA obligations, specifically regarding the protection of electoral integrity. The investigation also extends to Meta's handling of deceptive advertisements and what's termed as coordinated inauthentic behavior, which could potentially influence electoral processes and undermine consumer protection. Interestingly, the EU has also raised concerns about potential shadow banning on Facebook and Instagram. This practice involves reducing the visibility of political content from certain accounts without transparency, which could be a direct violation of the DSA. As Brussels continues to tighten its grip on tech giants, this investigation into Meta, alongside other probes into platforms like TikTok and X, signifies a critical moment. The outcomes could reshape how social media operates, balancing the need to foster open dialogue with the imperative to guard against the misuse of powerful AI-driven tools and our electoral processes. As we continue our exploration of disinformation and its pervasive effects, let's focus on the African continent. A recent report from the African Center for Strategic Studies has revealed a nearly fourfold increase in disinformation campaigns since 2022, with dire consequences for the stability and democratic processes across the continent. Disinformation, by definition from the African Center for Strategic Studies, is the intentional dissemination of false information aimed at advancing political objectives. Last year alone, there were 189 documented campaigns, a staggering increase from the previous years. This figure, due to the inherently opaque nature of disinformation, is likely an undercount. These campaigns are not just numbers. They have real-world impacts. They have incited violence, undermined elections, silenced civil society, and served as cover for corruption. With over 400 million active social media users and 600 million internet users on the continent, the reach of these campaigns is extensive. Countries like Nigeria and Kenya, which are among the global leaders in daily social media usage, have expressed significant concerns over false information. Here are some highlights from the report. First, geographic reach. Disinformation has touched every region, with specific campaigns targeting at least 39 African countries. Notably, half of these countries have been targeted three or more times. Second, conflict and disinformation. The link between instability and disinformation is stark. Countries experiencing conflict face a median of 5 disinformation campaigns, emphasizing how such tactics are weaponized during turbulent times. Third, foreign influence. Nearly 60% of these campaigns are sponsored by foreign states, with major players including Russia, China, and several other Middle Eastern countries. Fourth, domestic dynamics. Domestic political actors are also leveraging disinformation, notably observed during recent elections in Kenya and Nigeria. The Institute for Security Studies analyzed Kenya's digital information ecosystem around the 2022 elections. They found rampant manipulation of digital platforms. Similarly, in Nigeria, analysis of social media platforms revealed extensive use of bots and paid influencers to sway public opinion during the 2023 elections. In Uganda, as the 2021 elections approached, a network of inauthentic social media accounts bloomed. Orchestrated by the Ugandan government and associated public relations firms, these accounts spread disinformation to bolster President Museveni and discredit his opponents. Facebook, recognizing the manipulation, took down hundreds of profiles linked to the government's Citizen Interaction Center. The disinformation was multifaceted, promoting Museveni's son as a future leader, attacking the opposition, and exploiting societal tensions. The consequence? A significant clampdown on social media access right before the election, severely impacting the public's ability to obtain reliable information. Moving west to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the situation was similarly grim. A network initially created by university students to generate buzz morphed into a political tool. These students, linked to national politicians, transitioned their social media influence to support specific political agendas under the guise of legitimate news. Their efforts culminated in the spread of sensational falsehoods and domestic political disinformation, affecting the public's perception and trust in the media. In Ethiopia, amidst the Tigray conflict, disinformation thrived in an environment starved of verifiable information. Members of the diaspora orchestrated widespread Twitter campaigns promoting competing narratives. These efforts were characterized by click-to-tweet campaigns, which blurred the lines between aggressive activism and outright disinformation, shaping international discourse without a clear picture of the ground reality. Eritrea's involvement in the same conflict was obscured by disinformation from the New Africa Institute, spearheaded by an Eritrean government supporter in America. The Institute produced reports that mixed truth with unsubstantiated claims, aimed at discrediting reports of Eritrean military misconduct in Tigray. This strategy of fact-checking the fact-checker was employed to bolster Eritrea's image on the international stage, complicating the narrative around the conflict. In Sudan, the threads of disinformation were woven directly by foreign hands, with networks linked to Russian oligarch Yevgeny Prigozhin. These networks operated under the guise of local Sudanese, making the disinformation harder to trace. They promoted pro-Russian sentiments and attempted to influence local political dynamics, illustrating a clear case of international meddling in African domestic affairs. The proliferation of disinformation in Africa is not just a local problem but a global concern, as it distorts public discourse and undermines the democratic process. As we've seen, the tactics are as diverse as the political landscapes they aim to manipulate. As we draw to a close, we reflect on the pervasive shadow of disinformation that looms over our digital landscapes, both at home in Africa and across the globe. We've briefly explored the realms of artificial intelligence, social media, and the depths of targeted disinformation campaigns that manipulate public opinion, erode trust in democratic institutions, and sometimes reshape the very fabric of societies. As we've seen, disinformation is not just an abstract concept discussed in tech labs or policy forums. It has tangible impacts on the ground. It shapes elections, alters perceptions, and can dictate the course of entire nations. As we ponder the future, one question remains crucially important. In an era where truths can be manufactured and reality can be distorted, how do we safeguard the sanctity of our shared truths? How do we ensure that the digital tools designed to bring us together do not instead drive us apart?